Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 28th of July, 2010. And I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Marianne Tuchscher. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon and good morning to everyone, and thank you for attending the Recordati conference call. With me today here is Fritz Quindo, our CFO, who will be presenting and commenting our first half 2010 results. For a better understanding of the numbers, I suggest you access the presentation slides on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors Company Presentation section. Now I will hand the call over to Fritz for his presentation. Fritz?
Okay, thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everybody. Despite the expiry of the Lercanidipina patent at the beginning of the year, Recordati's profit during this half are very positive. Consolidated revenue is 376.3 million euro, a slightly decrease of 0.8 compared to the same period of the preceding year, having always in mind that the patent of Lercanidipina at the beginning of the year has expired. International sales are down by 0.1% and now represent 71.5% of our total sales. Operating income at 22.3% of sales is 83.8 million euro, and here we have an increase of 1.6% over the same period of the preceding year. Net income, even better, is 59.2 million, an increase of 2.5% higher than EBIT growth thanks to lower financial expenses. These are our financial results for the period, but during the period, the period was also very positive for the visibility of our product pipeline. Important steps were achieved in the regulatory process of our new corporate products. In particular, during the period, we received marketing approval in January for Silodosin in Europe, and in June, the approval also in Russia. Carbaglu, an orphan drug, was approved by the FDA in the U.S., and this month, pitavastatina, our new statin, was approved in most of the EU. Other important step, we entered the Romanian market through the acquisition of Armed, a company dedicated to the promotion of pharmaceutical in this market. And in the first half, we also signed a number of licensing out and co-marketing agreements for our products. Zanidip was licensed to Lis Pharma in China. Esteve will be co-marketing pitavastatina with us in Spain, and Zambon will be our co-marketer in France for Silodosin. Then a very positive period for Recordati the first half 2010. More in detail composition of sales.
Slide
number two. Total pharmaceutical sales are down 0.5%. And again, the expiry of January of the patent of Lercanidipina in the main European country involved a 25.1% reduction of this product sales, which was mostly offset by the good sales performance of the rest of our pharmaceutical portfolio and by revenues generated by our international licensing out business. Regarding the pharmachemical business sales are 12.9 million euro, down by 9.1%. Going more in detail regarding our pharmaceutical business, sales of pharmaceutical in Italy are down by 2.8% as compared to the first half of the preceding year, due to lower Lercanidipina sales. We underline here the growth of Entact, escitalopram, of the analgesic Toradol, and of Rextad and Lovinacor, lovastatin-based, which is the statin that we have in our portfolio. We also underline that the marketing of Transact Lact starting as from the second half 2009. Again, sales of specialties for the treatment of the rare disease also grew significantly. Overall, our orphan business grew by 33%, as we will comment later on, and in all the countries, we have good performance from our orphan drug business. Pharmaceutical sales in France, here again, are down by 80.3% due to sales decrease of Zanidip, lercanidipine, which was partly offset by the sales of Zanextra. Zanextra is our brand for the combination of lercanidipine and enalapril in France, which has been launched in the second quarter of 2009. It is growing. The reduction of sales of lercanidipine are also offset by the sales of our own generic of lercanidipine. France is the only market in which we have decided to launch our own generic. Regarding the other products, sales of methadone and of the specialties of the treatment of the rare diseases are growing. Furthermore, with TAM, rupatadine, a systemic antihistamine product, was successfully launched also in France in January. In Germany, sales are down by 5% due to decreasing sales of Corifeo, our brand for lercanidipine, which is partly offset here again by sales growth of Zanipress, our combination. Among others, sales of Ortoton are growing, and furthermore, it's important, Urorec, Silodosin, our new corporate product, was introduced into the German market in June, at the end of June. No significant sales, but in June we start selling Urorec in Germany. Sales in Portugal by our subsidiary are down by 12.3%, mainly due to the completion of a plant to reduce stocks in some distribution channels. This project is mainly performed in the first quarter of the year. In the second quarter, our sales in Portugal increased. Overall, in the 6 months, there is a decrease. In Spain, sales are down by 5.8% due to the reduction of Zanidip. We underline here the growth of Zanipress, lercanidipine and enalapril, and the good performance of Allergoliber, rupatadina, and again the treatment for the rare disease, which is a common condition in all the European markets. Sales in the other countries in Western Europe are up by 41.4% and comprise sales of products for the treatment of rare diseases in a number of countries which are growing significantly. The growth is mainly due to the orphan business in this line. In this line we put also sales of in Ireland, which are generated by Recordati Arla, and in sales in Greece generated by our subsidiary Recordati Hellas Pharmaceutical. Then we have our revenue in Russia, Turkey, and other CEE markets, countries, which increased by 24.9%. More in detail, revenue generated in Russia and the other CIS market is 13.5 million euro, up by 20.8% over the same period of the preceding year. Sales in Turkey, recorded by our subsidiary Yeni Ilaç, are 13.1 million, and this is up by 50.76%, and include sales of Lercadif, Lercanidipine, Urispas, Lavoxate, and Ginolomexin, Fenticonazole, which were previously marketed by licensees and are now sold directly by our subsidiary. Then a good contribution, and for us it's very important, for our corporate product in the development of our business in Turkey. Sales generated by Erbakos Recordati in Czech Republic and Slovakia are 5.4 million, slightly down compared to the same period of preceding year. And also here, sales in this country of our treatment for rare disease increased by 7.7%. And then our other international sales comprise, as usual, the sales and the other revenues from our licensees for our original drugs, as well as Bucherat Recordati export sales. The 7.4% increase recorded in the first half is due mainly to the growth in revenue generated by our licensing business, as I said at the beginning of the presentation. We can move on slide number three, geographical breakdown of pharmaceutical revenue. Here we can see the graphical representation of the graphical breakdown of our pharmaceutical sales, and as we have now over 70% of sales is generated by our international operation, and I would like to underline that now over 9% of sales comes from our newly acquired subsidiary in Russia and other CIS countries, Turkey and Czech Republic and Slovakia, for which, as we have said before, we have an increase in our sales by around 25%. Then a good contribution from the new growing market in which we have decided to enter. Main product sales, here we have sales of
slide number four,
sales of Zanidip, which are down by 25.1% due to the generic competition. Direct sales, we have, as usual, direct and indirect sales. Regarding our direct sales, which means sales made directly by our own organization, decreased by 31.7%. This reduction is due mainly to the lower sales in Italy, 37.2%, which derive mostly from the price reduction, and the loss in sales in France, 39.8%, principally due to lower sales volume. We confirm that the main impact from the generic competition is in the two main markets for our product, lercanidipine. And direct sales in the other European countries has suffered an overall reduction of, I would say, only 14.1%. Sales to licensees, which represent 42.1% of the total lercanidipine sales, are down by 13.2%. 6%. Here again, impact made due to our sales to our partner in France, but for the other market we are not suffering a strong competition due to the generic entry. Zanipress, the new product, our new combination, is now sold directly by Recordati and or by its licensees in 16 countries, which includes the important market of Germany, France, Spain and Australia, and further launches are planning during 2010. The new product is growing in all markets. Then we have the other corporate product, which includes the corporate products Fenticonazole, Flavoxat, Kentera, Rupatadina, Transaclat and Provratictan. Here, one of the main drivers for the growth is the acquisition of Transact made mid-2009. Then we have our specialties indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases, which are sold directly all over Europe, in Turkey and the Middle East, and this is through partner in other parts of the world. In the other part we are selling directly, and I would like to underline that sales of these products in the first half 2010 increased by 33%, which with all products growing strongly. There's a very strong and positive performance coming from our orphan business, which is also in line with the good performance obtained in the first quarter. Composition of revenue by business. Here again, you can see a graph with the breakdown of sales by product classes. As explained before, Zanidip sales decreased following the expiry of the lercanidipine patent. Sales of Zanipress are growing due both to addition of new market as well as to growth in existing market. And then I would like also to underline the significant and solid part of our revenue generated by the product portfolio sold locally by our various subsidiaries. Then, overall, we were able to offset with the development, the growth of the new corporate product and the local portfolio, the reduction that is due to the generic competition for lercanidipine. Then we can move on the first half 2010 results, slide number six, and then we have already discussed our product sales. Just to underline that in the first half, revenue generated by our licensing out activity in the form of upfront payment on new agreements is 9.9 million, an increase of 7.8 million over the same period of the preceding year. It is also important because it's a clear indication of the quality of our portfolio. We are able to license out our agreement and obtain good financial condition from this licensing out agreement. Gross profit is 254.9 million euro, with a margin of 67.7% of sales, slightly down compared to that of the first half 2009, due to lower proportion of Canidipina to the total product sales. There is a decrease, but we are very pleased by this result in term of gross profit. The expectation was a reduction of the gross margin, but this is, we have in the first half only a slight decrease of the margin. Regarding the expenses, selling expenses decreased compared to the same period of 2010, following the restructuring of our sales organization that we have done last year. R&D expenses decreased slightly to 32.9 million, but are 8.7% of our sales, and G&A expenses are down by 5%. This also due to reorganization and cost-cutting activity. Other expenses. Other expenses net or other income are 3 million euros, and this is important. I would like to underline that if we have included a provision of 1.5 million euro to cover an estimated contribution, which may be required from the pharmaceutical industry if the Italian National Healthcare Scheme pharmaceutical budget is exceeded. This is an accrual we have. This is based on two important facts, that the Italian National Healthcare Scheme is exceeded, and that we have exceeded our budget compared to the budget given, I would say, by the Italian National Healthcare Authorities. We have accrued this 1.5 million, which is a prudent approach based on the fact that could be based on the new rules in place, following the new financial law, which will be approved or today or tomorrow, we could expect some excess in the pharmaceutical spend. We have also included in the other revenue, as usual, the payback due to AIFA in substitution for the 5% price reduction on selected products. This is lower than usual because now for the Canidipina in the past, we decided to use this payback in substitution of 5%, while now the Canidipina is generic, and then there is no this 5% payback to the AIFA. Net financial charges are 1.4 million, 2.8 million the same period of 2009, down to lower interest rate, to the reduction of bank overdraft and short-term loans. We are improving our cash position, and also to currency exchange gains, mainly on US dollar. Second quarter 2010 results, which are essentially in line with the first half. Revenue for the second quarter is 190.4 million, which is down 2.7% compared to the same period, to the same quarter of the preceding year. Here, pharmaceutical sales are 183.8 million, decreasing by 2.4%, while pharmaceutical chemical sales are at 6.6 million, are down by 8.7%. Also in the second quarter, in which we have the full impact of the Canidipina generic, our revenue decreased by, let me say, only 2.7%. The explanation provided for the first half to the gross profit at G&A R&D also apply to the quarter, because we are in line in term. We are an increase of selling expenses in absolute value in the second quarter, but it is normally in our company due to the promotional activity, which are mainly focused in the second quarter. Other expenses net, here we have the full impact in the quarter of the provision of 1.5 million euro that I have explained before. Then the effective tax rate during the period is 27.2%, which is above, lower than what we had in the first quarter, but above that in the same period of preceding year, during which in 2009, we have a tax credit recognized in Italy as an incentive for the R&D activities in the second quarter. Excluding this exceptional item, we probably are below in term of tax rate for 2010. Net income is 29.2 million. Financial position, slide number eight. At end of June, net debt increased by only 1.2 million compared to that at the end of 2009, due to the strong cash generation during the period, which offset the significant cash outlay, which are due, first of all, to the payment of the dividends for an amount of 54.4 million, that we have recovered all the dividends paid in April. We have also important payments because we acquired for 14.0 million from Novartis, the beta blocker Lopresor, metoprolol, in Greece and in other European countries. In June, we have also the payment of an installment of 4.5 million for the acquisition of the marketing rights for Transact. To finish my presentation, slide number nine, our target. We include in the presentation our target for this year and our plan for the next three year. In particular, for 2010, our target is to have revenue other than 700 million euro, operating income, EBIT higher than 140 million euro, and net income higher than 95 million euro. What can I comment on this? The good result that we have achieved in the first half allow us to be very confident that we will meet our 2010 target. Now I've finished my presentation, and I'm available for any question you have.
Yes, we are now open to questions.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Martino De Ambroggi from Equita. Please ask your question.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Fritz, my first question is on the lorcanidipine standalone. Probably tell me if I'm wrong, but in Q2 was down 35% year-on-year. I just wondering if this competitive environment, can we consider it as a sort of a stabilized market, or you see further deterioration going forward? I'm referring to the countries where you told us there is no real competition today, and if you believe it is something that will remain so going forward, or there will be some changes. That's the first question.
Okay. Regarding lorcanidipine, I agree with you. 35% is the reduction in the second quarter 2010. Regarding the scenario in Italy is essentially stable. Generic are gaining market share now. They have a market share in the region of 15%, 15. We are maintaining our unit. The new generic approved at always the same price, we are not seeing a strong price competition. This is for Italy, and could be some other further erosion, but the big generic are already there, we can consider not stabilized, but in the current situation could be the situation that we can see going forward. In France, generic now are achieving progressively 60% of the market share. As you are aware,
there is a specific target for lercanidipine in France to achieve 65, then we expect some other erosion, but also in France we are seeing a decrease, but not probably compared to our expectation, is not so strong and so quick as expected. But we can also for France wait for some further minor erosion. Let's go to the other countries. In the other countries, Spain, which is not, unfortunately, I would say, an important market for lercanidipine, but here we will have a price reduction by 50% or in the second half or beginning 2011, because the reference price will be introduced, because there are some generic approved in the market. Generic has been approved with a price reduction by 50%, and then or in October, November or in January we will have a price decrease of this extent. Germany, the market share of the generic is very low, 5%, and we are not seeing a strong interest, I would say, from generic producer to enter in this market. And then it's not stabilized. We cannot say that 35% is the reduction in the further quarter, but is a good indication. We don't expect to double this, but there could be some other erosion going forward. Is it enough, Martino?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. While the second question is well connected, I thought that there was room for at least to revise upward the bottom of the guidance. So is there any reason to explain why you didn't do it?
Okay. First of all, I repeat that we are very confident to achieve this target, but the reason why we have not change our target, because for the time being we are not in the condition to estimate how much this excess could be. This is the reason why we have not changed our target. As you are aware, generic competition for lercanidipine has been present in the market for only 6 months, and we would like to have a clearer idea. If we don't expect any major changes, but we would like to have a clear idea how much this situation is trending by the end of the third quarter, and then the decision is we expect to be at the end of the third quarter in a better position to update our target. And then we didn't want to give one target today and another target at the end of the third quarter. Then we are very confident. Here we are talking about targets which are higher than, and then we are waiting for understanding exactly how will be the evolution of generic and new product in the second half to give you a more clear target at the end of the third quarter.
Okay, and just one more question and later probably some follow-ups. Tax rate is always 30%, because you mentioned during the speech some tax credit is always confirmed at 30% normalized for the current year?
Okay, no. Tax credit was unfortunately only in 2009. Okay. This 27% is normalized, and then we could have some improvement compared to the 30% target. Then the full year, the 6 months, our tax rate was 28%, I think, and then there is no exceptional item there, and then we could have on the tax rate side some upside compared to the 30%, which is our guidance.
Okay.
Because the exceptional tax credit for the R&D was only in 2009.
Okay, so can we say this is a normalized tax rate steadily below 30%?
Yes, we hope so.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Elisa Kagi of Intermonte. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello, and sorry if I ask you to repeat once again, but can you please repeat how much lercanidipine sales were down in Italy during the first half of this year? And then a second question, because I was impressed by the cash generation in the second quarter. I'm just asking if the payment for the Lopressor was in Q2 and if the installment for Transalact was in Q2 or in Q1. Thank you.
Okay. Going back to our lercanidipina sales in Italy, sales of lercanidipina in Italy in the first quarter are down by 37.2%. And regarding the cash flow generation, the payment for Lopressor was paid in the first quarter and the second installment for Translacta in the second quarter.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. As a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from Alessandro Boghi of Banca Aletti. Please ask your question. Alessandro, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me now? Hi, good afternoon. I would like to ask you whether you see this 33% change in orphan drugs as something which is sustainable going forward. So can you give us an indication of what is going on to push sales so hard? Because, again, we are very much impressed by this performance, which seems to be across the table from a geographic point of view. So if you can expand on geography as well, that would be great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, then, I agree the performance in our orphan business in the first half was very positive, 33%. And as I said, all products are growing strongly. There is no one product or one country in particular. It's a general good trend of our product. In the orphan business could be some effect due to some or tender or important supply to an hospital which could impact the period. Then we don't expect for the full year to have this 33%, but we think that for the full year we can have a good performance from our orphan drug because there is no important exceptional item in the first half. And then could be some stocking, but overall is a good performance in all our business. Then I can confirm that for the full year we could expect a good performance from the orphan business.
If I may, I would also like to ask you whether you could give us an update on the reimbursement procedure for Zanipress in Italy.
Okay, for Zanipress in Italy, we are in talk with the healthcare authority but for having the price, but not yet arrived to a solution. And then it's difficult to say when we could launch, but we are in talk with the healthcare authority. And it's obvious something that we cannot comment in a public way, but we are in talk with them for having the right price for us for selling the product in Italy.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Martina Di Ambrogi from Equita. Please ask your question.
Yeah, if I may, an update on silodosin pipeline with the contribution expected for the current and next year, and an update on R&D costs.
Okay. Silodosin, we have obtained the approval also in Russia, which is important. We obtained the approval for all the European markets in January. Now we have obtained the approval also for the Russia. We have launched Silodosin end of June in Germany. We expect important launches in the second half 2010. Could be Spain, Portugal, Ireland, even France, and then Italy. Then we are in a good progress in the process for the reimbursement status and the price obtainment. Then we can confirm that we will have some important launch of Silodosin in the second half 2010. R&D, we spend 33 million euro in the first half, which is in line with our budget. What can I say? In our strategy is becoming more and more important to find other product for the future pipeline. Now we have good opportunity in short time launching Silodosin and having obtained now the approval, we expect in the 2011 to have also the launch of pitavastatin, and then we have opportunity for our field force in terms of product availability. We are working for new product for the future pipeline. We are working for having product with rights for the European market, for which, as for Silodosin, we are prepared to manage the clinical development. Then we expect our R&D expenditure could increase going forward based on new important program. Then the decrease in the first half is not significant, but because we confirm our commitment to develop and to reinforce, to enhance our pipeline.
Well, if I may, a clarification. If I'm not wrong, you are looking for co-development agreements similar to what you did in the
past. Yes, we are looking for interesting product and to manage the clinical development for Europe, to have rights for Europe or other country close to Europe, and then we have to have this kind of right, we have to manage the clinical development in the European market. And then we are not signed any agreement. We are this kind of agreement in discussion. And then regarding R&D, we expect going forward our clinical development to increase rather than to decrease.
Yeah. Okay. But if you don't sign any agreement, you will not have any increase in R&D.
If we have no activity, there is no cost.
Okay. So in any case, you are forecasting some announcement?
No, because we have in place our new combination development, and then we have to continue our new combination development. We have some other products in our pipeline, such as the Eurocombo, for which we will be starting our proof of concept. And then there is an existing activity, but we expect to increase this existing activity to substitute the clinical development. We will finish at a certain point with new other products. Then going forward, I can confirm that the willingness of the company is to continue to invest in having new product, not for tomorrow, because we don't need product for tomorrow, but for enhance our pipeline going forward.
Okay, thank you, Fritz.
As a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one. You have no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, so at this point, we will say goodbye to everybody. Thank you for listening in, and we can close the call at this point.
Bye to everybody.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.